morning, Arlene Stewart.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Marty.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, biscuits. Let's talk biscuits. Best biscuit for dunking in your tea is...
Well, it's ginger snap.
It's not ginger snap.
Well, it has to be.
No, it's not ginger snap, Arlene.
Chocolate hobnob.
It's called ginger snap or ginger nuts.
Oh, ginger... I don't know. Ginger nuts, I suppose. Ginger snaps.
It's... I've got ginger nuts in my cupboard.
Anyway, as I was saying, a chocolate hobnob.
Chocolate hobnob. No, you're both wrong. You're both wrong. It's official. The rich tea biscuit is the king of dunking biscuits, according to scientists. Can you have a word with her, please, Arlene?
Arlene's gone.
Is she out? Is she's Arlene out? Okay, this is the most comprehensive study to date. Boffins carried out extensive dunkometer tests on the nation's five best-loved bickies. They found that hobnobs were the worst.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They just disintegrate.
Hobnobs were the first to crumble, a bit like Arlene just did. The popular Oaty Bicky took just 4 seconds to collapse into a cuppa, followed a split second later by ginger nuts. Oh, please, come on. Digestives were number three. They held on for a further 5 seconds, 9 seconds. Followed by the chocolate digestive at 11 seconds, but way in the lead, 20 seconds before it collapses into your cuppa, is the rich tea. And I'm going to leave it there because I don't think we can speak anymore without corpsing. There's nothing funny about the word ginger, Arlene.
With ESPC, back tomorrow morning from 6. 4-1.